This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We're here every Saturday morning right here on News Talk 870. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977 or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I would like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, welcome back. Our first live show of the new year.
Yeah.
Good to see you. Happy New Year to everybody out there. We have with us in the studio our in-house lending expert, Mr. Tom Coyne with Umpqua. Tom, how are you?
You know, I'm doing pretty darn good. A little bit under the weather, but I'm here and I'm kicking, and I think I'll be able to make it through the show.
Good. Well, happy.
How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. We had an amazing break. We had to run a best of show last week. We had took our kids up to Canada for a hockey tournament. Other than a hairy drive back last Sunday night, everything else was absolutely fantastic.
Well, good. Buddy.
We made it though. Everybody's safe, and I was glad to wake up Monday morning with that Chinook wind and. It was all gone and back to business as normal. So.
Yeah, and it sure is, isn't it? It seems incredibly busy for this time of the year. I looked back at last year and what we closed last year, and it's not even close to what is happening this year. And I don't know if it's rates being as low as they are, but it's just really kicking out there.
Yeah, we've really got our January stacked up. We have a lot of closings coming up. We've already had three or four in the last couple of days, you know, in our first week of January. So that's a great start. I mean, when you look back, we've had really, in the fourth quarter, pretty mild weather as far as things go here. The inventory stayed pretty low, and I'm sure you'll talk about it a little bit later, but the rates just keep shocking me. So yeah, there's a lot of great things happening in real estate. So we always like to start off with what's happening in the local market, what we're seeing right now in the local market, and kind of do a local real estate story, and then we always have a fun national story to kick us off. On the local side of things this week, it really comes down to a huge thank you from me to all of the listeners out there. So we have been tracking with really, really big numbers all year, and I'm really excited to report, according to Tri-City Association of Realtors, MLS Statistics, this was the first year that I personally finished ranked as the number one agent in Tri-City for volume and units.
And
the cool part about that is without any of my buyer agents production. So it's not even fair when we add that into the numbers. But it was a lot of fun, really cool to kind of see that happen. And we really, when we started the radio show, it's been 5 years now, when we started that here with News Talk and with A70, we really kind of changed how real estate had been done, changed a lot of things with the new brokerage. So to have all of that happen and really be kind of, you know, the summation of 5 years of doing the show, when I look at, if I did not have, I source all of our business where it comes from, so I know how many radio listeners came in and stuff, and I honestly know, because I ran the numbers exactly, that I would not be there without the radio listeners and their referrals. So, thanks a lot,
thank
everybody.
You know, like the Green Bay Packers of real estate.
He had to get that in, didn't he, Tom?
Our little 10-minute talk before the show started, that wasn't enough for you?
I've just been in the studio trying to hold these two back from each other.
So I feel like we could have done a sports show with the 10 minutes.
We could have done the sports show before.
Well, Lance, in all seriousness, congratulations.
Yes,
you earned
absolutely.
It. Your team's awesome. We love working with you.
Well, we've got some new big goals in our sights. We sat down with our team, and I couldn't be more excited for 15 and what's going on. We're really building on that. Before we get crazy into our topic, though, on what's happening right now, we always like to start off with a crazy celebrity real estate story, and this one was just fantastic. I loved this one. Now, Beyonce and Jay-Z don't really lose it much But they lost a bidding war for the house that they wanted in Beverly Hills. And so they had put in an offer, and it was actually a $70 million, 23,000 square foot house that was listed in Beverly Hills. And it was a spec house. I mean, and this thing was absolutely incredible, though. It included a car showroom, a screening room, a separate vodka and tequila bars, a candy room. I've been in real estate 15 years, and I'm sorry, I don't think I've ever heard of a candy room at this point. But what happened was who they ended up being outbid by is the creator of Marcus Persson, the creator of Minecraft. If you have any kids under the age of 10, you will know what Minecraft is. If you see a kid on his phone or iPad in the corner, going crazy, more than likely they're paying Minecraft. Well, they sold last year for $2.5 billion to Microsoft. So had a little extra money to put into that.
Just a little.
So that was really, really interesting to see. And actually, Persson, the owner that bought it, he's one of the world's youngest billionaires when he sold that company, 35 years old, sold the software company Mojang to Microsoft. So looks like enjoying kind of the fruits of some of that labor and video game creation.
Yeah, that's incredible.
It was, and the house was amazing. It had a curved glass, like a 54-foot curved glass retractable door out the living room to the pool. I'd hate to think how many hundreds of thousands just that door alone costs. So always fun stuff to look into that and see the pictures of those housing. I might be weird and twisted into real estate. And so for me, though, it's really fun to look those up and see. So you can Google that, and very, very cool stuff. The beginning of the year, I always say when we start off a year like this in January and we have a week of great weather like this where it's warmer and there's not snow and ice on the ground, I was a little scared Sunday night, like I said, but when it starts off pretty mild like this, our market, just like Tom was saying before, when we came on, starts off very, very quickly. And so what happens is we have people making those phone calls, calling into our office, hey, I want to sell my house. We have just been slammed all week with appointments. I want to sell my house in 2015. What do I need to do to get it ready? How are we going to price it? So the topic that I came up for this week was really selling your house for top dollar in 2015, because I'm getting these questions for folks and we're really looking into what is our objectives and what are we trying to do. We're always balancing a couple different things. Number one is no matter what, we have to get as many qualified buyers as possible into your home until it's sold. I mean, if we are not strategically placed in the market to do that, and we don't get the looks we need, we're not going to get the offers. Number two is to communicate to you the results of those visits. What are those people saying? And then the last one is to assist you in negotiating the highest dollar value between you and the buyer. When we list a home, we're very systematic about how we go about things, and every time we have an 18-step listing process that we go through, and so it would take four shows to go through the whole 18-step process. We're just going to hit the highlights here today, but very, very interesting. I get this question a lot, is people ask, what do you focus on when you are working on getting our house sold? So NAR, that's the National Association of Realtors, they recently released a study, and that shows where most buyers are coming from. So what we're doing is we're taking a look, okay, where are the buyers coming from that are buying the majority of the houses? Not surprising to a lot of folks out there, overwhelmingly our number one source of buyers was the internet. Number two was from another realtor, meaning that the home buyer saw this property because their realtor came to them and said, here's a house I think you should go look at. And then the third source, still a big one, was from the sign in the yard. Okay? So these items, these three items alone, make up 92% of the sourced sale for bringing somebody to the house. I mean, you're almost done, right? I mean,
yeah,
92%. So one of the things that we've done is we take a look at these studies, we see where they're coming from, and then we focus a large portion, actually the majority of our efforts on those three things. So number one being the internet. How are we maximizing that so that you can take advantage of that and get the number of looks and the buyers you need? That's number one, and it is one of our biggest spends. So what you have happening is you have a couple technology companies that are ruling the internet market space for homes. You've got Zillow, who is the giant, okay, of the industry for that. You've got Realtor.com, which recently sold, by the way, a very interesting, recently sold, by the way, to Rupert Murdoch. Okay, and so now you've got a huge media conglomerate taking over Realtor.com and now potentially trying to compete with Zillow because Zillow surpassed Realtor.com and they had a problem there. So that could be nine shows if we looked at all of that. But the basics of it is you've got those two giants operating, and then you have Trulia, who's been a big player in that market. And Trulia is recently under merger and acquisition with Zillow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be even bigger. These sites are not free. The biggest thing about it is when you type in homes for sale in Kennewick, you'll get 700 homes that pop up, and you get 23 pages of results. There are things that you can do on those websites. You can pay to be what's called a premier agent if you contribute more than other agents. If you're listing your data on their website, they take your listings and they push those to the top of the search engine. So one of the things we're always doing is optimizing how those listings get pushed up in the search engines, how they're showing up, and making sure it's easy for the consumer to contact us from those portals. Super, super expensive to do that. And we put a large portion of our budget towards that to happen. One of the things that we've had to do is we've had to take the next step and hire a technology expert, a customer relations expert with that, just on our staff to handle these technology issues, to handle those website inquiries, and to handle those calls so that the consumer's getting the information they want. That's a big step for me to take a whole nother salaried position, license them as an agent so that they can be giving out accurate information following licensing law, and then tell them that they can't go sell anything or make any revenue. They just have to stay in the office,
right,
and handle those leads. So big, big investment there for us too, but in the end of the day, it leads to the house getting sold faster and those questions from the consumers getting answered quicker. Number two that we have was from another realtor. So one of the things, the number two source that we're looking at is, obviously, we want agents highly, highly incentivized to, when we list your home, to sell our listing and to bring a buyer to do it. So we've done a couple things that are unique to the industry to do that. Number one is we generally pay those agents more than any other agent out there. We want them to have an over standard split, so that when they pull up five or six houses, if they bring somebody to your property, they're going to get paid more. And when the average agent is selling between 8 to 10 homes a year, they pay attention to items like that, to who do they know, how they have the most chance of success for that transaction going through, and they're also going to get paid the highest amount of money. I mean, what would you do?
Yeah,
right?
Well, it makes sense.
And then on top of that, we also we take all of those agents that cooperate with us throughout the year, and we just had this party before the break. And we bring them all back together at the end of the year. We have a big celebratory party, and we take some of our commission that we earned, and we give them even more of it back and a chance to win
it
in a draw.
Which nobody does.
And it was, and Tom, you were there at that party.
No, it was fantastic to see that. And Lance, I mean, it's so innovative to do something like that, but it really does add incentive to the agents in the community that they want to sell your houses because you do stuff like that.
And it accomplishes a couple different things, too. I want to see them at the end of the year. So on top of everything else, we're personally getting together with all of the agents that we did a transaction with that year, shaking their hands, thanking them for selling our clients' listings,
mm-hmm.
And getting them prepped to do it again the next year. So just a really different mindset than we normally see, but we want, once again, traffic through your home. The last thing was the sign in the yard. doesn't seem like a big deal, right? I mean, everybody has signs, right? So when I saw that that continually was ranked as the top three for how people were getting there, I knew we had to make a change. So we've changed our standard signage so that when we go into a community, instead of doing a single post sign that's going to get torn up in the wind, fall down, faded, we're doing a double post sign that stands up to the elements, draws attention to the property, because that's what we're trying to do, is get people to look down there that are coming through, and really just is very, very different than the standard sign you're seeing. I mean, it seems like a no-brainer, and I don't want to oversimplify it, but that sign makes a big, big difference when people are driving through and looking.
You know, Lance, one thing I want to jump back to, going back to the internet, you know, so many people are shopping for everything online and making their decisions on what to buy before they ever even see it, and pictures have a lot to do with that. One thing I know you do is you hire a professional photographer to photograph all your houses, and that's something you don't see a lot, because even just being in the industry, I see pictures on listings, and sometimes the pictures aren't that great, and that's not going to get the people through the front door.
You're absolutely correct. It really is one of the things that differentiate us. I'm actually proud to say, and I know people listening to this will be like, what are you talking about? I have not taken pictures of a house in 2 years, and you don't want me to either. We have a trained professional on staff. We also, if the staff member that's trained professionally and has been through that can't do it, we have two backup professional photographers, commercial professional photographers. And yeah, when the first showings, when your first 10 showings are taking place online, that is super, super important. And so just another thing, I didn't even think of that when I was doing my notes, so I appreciate you mentioning that. So those are a couple of the items that we're focused on from this study, using the data, using the study, and then putting our money towards that and helping maximize as we sell in 2015. We're having a blast already. The appointments, the inventory that we've put on is incredible. I've got 3 new listings already put on this year. I'm going to talk about when we come back from the break.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been talking about a quick start to our market here, going over some strategies for selling in 2015. One of the things that's really exciting for us about this time of year is we get a lot of new inventory coming on the market the next couple months. People that have been holding off over the winter months and then want to sell in early spring. So we're starting to get those calls and process that right now. We've already put on some amazing, amazing inventory. My pick number one this week, brand new listing that we have, this is 1807 Talon Court in Richland. Now, this is a 4-bedroom, 3-bath, Rambler with a basement, and it's on a large corner lot. Talon Court is right out there in South Richland. 3,200 square foot house, gorgeous living room, gas fireplace, slider to the deck, and it's got a great, great panoramic view. Kitchen's open to the family room. We're talking tile floors, granite counters, stainless steel appliances. I mean, this thing is really decked out. What's very cool about this house, too, is outdoor living area. We talk a lot about additional outdoor living area, and they have a covered patio and the fully fenced yard, plus their patio with the pergola is a great, great place to just hang out outside. You know, they have their table set up under it, kind of like a mini outdoor kitchen. All of this, and we're talking $350,000 price. So to get South Richland in this school district, in this area, it's an incredible, incredible place. So give us a call if you've been looking for something like that. Pick number two, I tell you what, great, great inventory, another amazing house, 97103 East Case Boulevard. Okay, so this has you that Cottonwood Springs location out in Badger Canyon. 3-bedroom, 2-bath, plus a den. So that's a Rambler. We're talking all on one level and a 3/4-acre lot. 2,260 square feet. Tiled entry, raised ceilings. You've got the glass French doors to the den. Plus, you've got a great room with a fireplace and built-in entertainment wall, which is just awesome. Saves you all that money in furniture. Really, really, really nice stuff. Customized cabinetry. You've got a master suite with a private bath, dual sinks, large shower, tub. This thing is just dialed in also. Fenced backyard. So I said, yeah, 3/4 acre. Fully fenced backyard, mature landscaping, and they're coming in on that one at $319.9. So great, great inventory. And then my last pick, number 3, we're going to go out to Benton City. We've got a 3-bedroom, 1-bath Rambler out in Benton City, just over 1,000 square feet. You've got living room, opens up into a dining area. The kitchen has tile backsplash, under cabinet lighting, so they've done some of the upgrades there. You've got a 2nd bedroom, has a built-in desk. This also has a large, fully fenced backyard with a storage shed and built-in shelving in the garage. So another large corner lot, easy access to the freeway, and this was priced at
$119.9.
Wow. So, like I said, brand new inventory that is fantastic, fantastic buys out there right now. So there's a lot going on. We're getting these listed, kind of getting that inventory going. It's happening right now. And with interest rates and what you can buy right now, I'm going to put you over to Tom here for a little bit. But Tom, it's an exciting time, a great way to kick off the year.
Well, we did that show a couple weeks ago, Lance, about how good rates were, and what we came to the conclusion is that the average 30-year rate, according to interest.com, was 3.8%. It's even lower now.
Yeah, it's I know. Yeah, it's incredible what I've been seeing.
It's, I don't know how long it's staying around. I don't know. Are we going to see this for the whole year? Are rates going to go up? Are we going to be at 5.5%? Nobody knows. But what I know is that right now, it's basically as low as it's ever been.
Yeah.
Amazing. Absolutely incredible. So if you're thinking you're going to be buying in the next few months, I just want to talk about what can you be doing now to get yourself into a better situation and be able to get yourself a better loan when you are ready to buy a house. So when we start talking about, you know, what affects getting the best loan possible, it's no surprise. I'm going to start talking about credit.
Yep.
So really, really important to not have late payments. It's the number one thing that can hurt your score. Easier said than done, I know, but when I'm looking at someone's credit report and I see a late payment on a credit card 2 months ago that has a $10 payment, it just drives me nuts. That just tells me that these people just weren't thinking about it, they weren't planning it, and now their score dropped 60 points or whatever it is. So set up auto pay on all your accounts if you can, and that's just going to make sure your payments get made on time. One late payment can drastically affect your score, and it takes a while for your credit score to recover. So if you're thinking you're going to buy this year, take a look at your accounts because you just never know what's going to happen. Maybe think about setting up auto pay just to ensure all your accounts are getting paid on time. Next thing to look at is the balance on your credit cards in relation to their limits. If you can pay down your credit cards, that's going to decrease what's called your utilization ratio. As you increase the amount of available credit, your credit score also goes up because it shows that you have this money you could be using, but you're not, and it shows that you're a responsible borrower. So when you have low balances in relation your credit cards, that you start seeing higher credit scores, then you can get lower interest rates. So it's a win-win for you. Again, easier said than done, I know, in some situations on getting credit card debt paid down. But something you can work on, even if it's $5, $10, $20 extra a month that you're paying, to get yourself in a better situation to buy a house down the road. Next thing that really affects your score is age of accounts. So I always tell people, don't close. Let's say you're paying down these credit cards. Don't close them after you pay them off. Keep them open. If you want to not use them anymore, you know, cut them up, act like they don't exist, great. And also don't open any new accounts. So when you close those accounts, that can hurt you. And having brand new, like a 2-, 3-, 4-month-old account can also hurt your score. So basically, just don't change anything.
That's important. Yeah, I like it. Be ready to buy. Don't change anything and pay everything on time.
Exactly, exactly. And new inquiries can hurt you as well. So that goes back to not opening any new accounts, because if you have, you're out there applying for different cards, or you go to Best Buy and they tell you that you can save 5%, just don't save the 5%.
Especially, yeah, because when you're getting ready to buy, you don't need those new accounts, those new inquiries on there messing up the score.
So. Yeah, exactly. So next thing I want to talk about is down payment. we certainly have a few different zero-down loan options, and that's going to be your USDA, VA, and your Home Advantage program. USDA, by the way, is drastically changing their boundary lines.
I saw that new map, and so USDA is going away for a lot of West Pasadena.
Yeah, it's pretty much, it's going away. It's Power Line Road. It's going to be everything north of Power Line. So you basically have this weekend to buy a house out in West Pasco before USDA is done.
If you're using USDA, yep, exactly.
Exactly. But it's still a good program. Maybe you're out in Benton City, like the listing you talked about. So we have a few different zero down loans out there. But for the most part, it's always best to have a down payment. The more of a down payment you can come up with, the better loan I can put you into. Always try to shoot for at least 5% down. We can get into some programs where we can pay your mortgage insurance for you, really drops your payment, and gives you significant savings. Not only that, Lance, but when you're looking at two competing offers, one of them's zero down, one guy's got 10%, which one of them looks more attractive?
Many times, the seller is, nine times out of ten, unless there's something else going on there, they're going to go with who's putting down the larger amount. It takes a lot of risk out of it for the seller.
Absolutely. And it just makes them look like they're a stronger borrower. So as you're paying down those accounts like we talked about and working on your credit, also be saving up for a down payment. Lastly, even if you think you're not going to buy till May or June, call me today and let's get a pre-approval done for you. This will allow me to go through your entire financial situation and tell you exactly what you specifically can be doing to put yourself in a better situation. When you're dealing with a $100,000, $200,000, even $300,000 loan, you don't want any surprises. So it'll take us 10, 20, 30 minutes to do an application. I'll give you some pointers on exactly what you could be working on. Or maybe I tell you, hey, you know what? You're doing great. You're perfect. You're set up and you're ready to buy when the time comes. Either way, having that knowledge and that security is really going to help when the time comes and you're ready to buy.
Tom, thanks a lot. I really appreciate that, too. Another thing I want to mention is we had a great situation a week and a half ago over the holidays. We had some buyers, first-time home buyers. They kind of told us the outline of their situation. They had been denied at another institution. So we took a look at that. And, a lot of times that's true. That happens. And there was maybe there's a credit issue or something. This just seemed weird to us. Something didn't feel right about this specific situation. So we took a look at everything and we said, I really don't see any reason why you shouldn't be able to buy right now. Put them over to your office team, got them on track within a couple days, and they were ready to go. They were ready to buy, and things were good. So sometimes, if you're needing a second opinion, I think whether that be on rate or cost or can I do this or not, it's a good time for people to talk to you.
No, it absolutely is, and I know the clients you're talking to, because had they not have made that phone call to me, they may have just given up and not been buying a house, but we just were wrapping that loan up this last week, really. So
yeah, and in probably one of the greatest times to do it with the lowest rate.
Right.
So had they got discouraged and waited, they might not take advantage of the rate. So just wanted to say thanks again for that. The second biggest thing that I'm hearing, and twice I had it happen this week, is one of the things that we're constantly doing is we're having to take a look at where do we price to maximize value. And the old saying that I get from a lot of times, people are like, well, Lance, anybody can sell a house if we're giving it away. Crazy thing about it is I didn't give one away last year. I had to sell them all. I'm just kidding. So, but one of the things that we're constantly looking at is how can we price with the competition and taking a hard look at those facts and comparables. A lot of times people feel that they have a home or a property that doesn't have any comparables. If that is the situation, I honestly feel that they just haven't expanded the search to look at, because there are other options. It may not look like an exact comparable, but that definition has to be expanded sometimes to say, okay, your definition of a comparable is different from the market's, because it might not be a house that looks exactly like yours, but it is another choice in that same price point. So the comparable might be another choice in the same price bracket that you're looking at. I was running an area comparable, and I had to expand the search for somebody earlier this week. I expanded the search. I went back 6 months, and boom, what we don't like to see happen is zero results returned. Okay, and what that means is that in that price point that I was searching for that square footage and type of house, there was no market for it. That in that area, that square footage, that price point, there was zero sales in the past 6 months. One of the things that tells us is that we're going to have to find another price point to put you into before we can find where the market is. It's really a hard, hard conversation to have with people. Plus, we have to really look at being that this is reality. This is the market for where we're at right now. So our job is to make those expansions, help people see where people are going to buy, because we're out with the buyers every day. In that instance, that seller is only selling that one property in that one point in time. So that's really where a lot of our value comes in doing that. We're doing that constantly right now, making those evaluations for folks, and then deciding if that is an option. All we can do is give you the facts of what the market's dictating, what the market looks like in this snapshot of time, and then making a best possible decision. And sometimes that decision is, it is not a time for us to sell. The market's great right now. The interest rates are low. We have low inventory. There's a lot of great reasons to sell right now. But when you look at an individual situation, maybe they don't have enough equity at this point. Maybe they can't replace what they're selling for the same dollar amount, and because of construction prices and what's going on with materials. So we're taking all of that into play, and sometimes that decision is list the house like yesterday because we're ready to sell. Sometimes that decision is it's going to be tight. We might try it for 30 to 60 days. We know we're on the border of what the market might bear, so we give it a shot. And then sometimes the decision was, it was really nice to meet you, Lance, but we don't want to see you here anymore because we can't sell. And so, you know, it goes that way, and that's what we do. Those are the appointments we're on, and we're looking at those situations. Any of those outcomes is always fine, and it's nice because no matter what, I've met somebody new at that appointment. I've seen another property and gained more knowledge. So that is what we're doing, and there is not a charge for those appointments. Those home evaluations, those valuations, that meeting, we don't charge for that. That's how we make our living. So a lot of times people in the marketplace, I got that a couple times this last week. How much did you charge to come out and do that? Well, I'm like, I don't know who's charging for it, but it's not me. That's not how it works. We come out and do that as a complimentary service. So give me a call, 727-8977, or go to our website, kenmoreteam.com. Shoot us an email if you have any questions about lending, real estate, having those home evaluations done. We're going to set some new records in 2015, Tom, and we're ready to get started.
Lance, I couldn't be more excited to do it with you, bud. Hey, I also want to announce Forbes just named Umpqua Bank the number 16th best bank in the United States. And we're the highest of any of the local banks, so we're the first name you see on the list. So we're really excited to see that.
Congratulations, folks. We'll leave you with that great award, and we'll be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.